With the blood of the bodies of these sons, Lord Parashurama created a ghastly river which brought great fear to the kings who had no respect for Brahminical culture. Because the Kshatriyas, the men of power in government, were performing sinful activities, Lord Parashurama, on the plea of retaliating for the murder of his father, rid all the Kshatriyas from the face of the earth 21 times. Indeed, in the place known as Samanta Panchaka, he created 9 lakes filled with their blood. Kindly repeat after me. With the blood of the bodies of these sons, Lord Parashurama created a ghastly river which brought great fear to the kings who had no respect for Brahminical culture. Because the Kshatriyas, men of power in government, were performing sinful activities, Lord Parashurama, on the plea of retaliating for the murder of his father, rid all the Kshatriyas from the face of the earth 21 times. Indeed, in the place known as Samanta Panchaka, he created 9 lakes filled with their blood. Purport. Parashurama is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his eternal mission is Paritranaya Sadhuna Vinashaya Cha Dushkritam, to protect the devotees and annihilate the miscreants. To kill all the sinful men is one among the tasks of the incarnation of Godhead. Lord Parashurama killed all the Kshatriyas 21 times, consequently, because they were disobedient to the Brahminical culture. That the Kshatriya had killed his father was only a plea. The real fact is that because the Kshatriyas, the ruling class, had become polluted, their position was inauspicious. Brahminical culture is enjoined in the Shastra, especially in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnya Mayashrushtam Gunakarma Vibhagashaha. According to the laws of nature, whether at the time of Parashurama or at the present, if the government becomes irresponsible and sinful, not caring for Brahminical culture, there will certainly be an incarnation of God like Parashurama to create a devastation by fire, famine, pestilence, or some other calamity. Whenever the government disrespects the supremacy of the personality of Godhead and fails to protect the institution of Varnashrama Dharma, it will certainly have to face such catastrophe as formerly brought about by Lord Parashurama. So, today, it is the great fortune created by the causeless, inconceivable potency of Srila Prabhupada, undeserving mercy on all of us. Today we are able to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, assembled in Radha Gokulananda Palace. So here, I requested Maharaj not to come. Very obedient. So, Gadi, just to go back a little history, Gadi's daughter was Satyavati, and she was married to Ruchika Rishi, sage, on the demand of getting 1,000 horses, beautiful white horses with one ear black. Somehow he managed to get it. And so he was married. And Satyavati and her mother both wanted to have a child. So they requested Ruchika, and Ruchika created two kalasha, two pots of payasam or whatever, the mercy of the Lord, and gave it to them. And mother thought, for one's own wife, it must be a better one. He would have prepared a better one, superior one. So she requested. Satyavati gave it away, exchanged. And by the result of that, so mother gave birth to king. Mother is from the kingly family, so she gave birth to apparently a kshatriya. And here, Jamadagni, a sage, was born, is a brahmana. Satyavati could have bore the child who was incarnation of Godhead, but somehow she requested, so it was postponed to the next generation. She lost the opportunity. Vishwamitra, same Kaushika was Vishwamitra, mother's. So there is a close relation between Parashurama and Vishwamitra. So Satyavati's mother gave birth to a son, is Kaushika. He became later Vishwamitra. And Vishwamitra once comes to take Rama and Lakshmana, because in the Siddhashrama, in his hermitage, there were demons were pouring pus and urine, blood, mucus, so many things on the havan. So Vishwamitra comes to take Rama and Lakshmana to protect the havan. That was only a plea. Vishwamitra, he was also a great warrior, and he was a Brahmarshi. He could have killed all these demons. But he comes to Dasharatha's palace and asks, please send me Rama and Lakshmana, especially Rama. But Rama was that time just 13, 14 years old, but Dasharatha was, he was his pet son. Dasharatha's pet son was Rama. He wouldn't give. And Vishwamitra gets angry. Finally, Vasishtha intervenes and he says, don't worry, Dasharatha, I know who is Vishwamitra. You send him, there will be no problem. So Dasharatha tells, I myself will come. What is your problem? I will come with all the soldiers. Please spare Rama and Lakshmana. But Vishwamitra had a different intention. What was his intention? He wanted to declare to the whole world, to all the miscreants, that now the Supreme Lord has appeared. So he wanted to take Rama and show to the whole world that the advent of Sri Rama. And more importantly, he wanted to etch in the history Vishwamitra's name, because there was always a rivalry between Vasishtha and Vishwamitra. I will come to that a little later. Wherever Vasishtha is there, Vishwamitra is there, there was always some competition. Vasishtha became the Kulaguru of Sri Rama. That was recorded in the history. Now Vishwamitra wanted to super excellence, do something more than Vasishtha. What he wanted to do? He wanted the person who arranged Sita Ram marriage. So for that reason, he wanted Rama to take with him, not Dasharatha. He didn't wanted Dasharatha, nor the, even killing the demons, he could have easily killed it by mantra. He knew Brahmastra. So when he takes, and it was a long journey. So in one place they sleep, and Vishwamitra just puts some, darbasana. He tells Rama and Lakshmana, take rest tonight. We'll go tomorrow. When the morning comes, and when he comes and sees, what he sees is Lakshmana, who is the serpent, Adishesha. He becomes seven things, no? Sevak Bhagavan. His sandals, he becomes Lord Sandals. Where Rama sits, he becomes the asana, simhasan, and he becomes bed. So Lakshmana thought, what is this? Vishwamitra put some kushasana, and he became the serpent, and Rama was lying. In this fashion, in this pattern, when next day morning, Vishwamitra comes and sees Rama and Lakshmana, he sees this form, where Lakshmana is become serpent as usual, and Anantashesha and Rama is lying. So at that time, he chants one mantra, Kausalya Supraja Rama Purva Sandhya Pravartate Uttishta Narashar Dhula Kartavyam Daivamanikam. Those who are worshipping Sitaram deity, who wakes up, they chant this mantra. I saw that mantra. So Kausalya Supraja Rama, he did not take the word of Dasharatha, because Dasharatha denied Rama, sending Rama. So he took the name Kausalya Supraja Rama. Oh, darling son of Kausalya, please wake up. I have to do, all these days I was doing Gayatri, looking at the sun. Today, you are the Surya Narayana, you are standing in front of, please wake up. By looking at you directly, I will chant my Ahnika mantras and I will do the Ahutis. So Kausalya Supraja Rama, Kausalya name came. So Satyavati could also, if she has born Parashurama, and she would have been much more this thing. But anyway, whatever will of providence, she gave birth to Jamadagni, Jamadagni in turn gave it to. So here, both Jamadagni and the other side, Satyavati's mother's son, Vishwamitra, both had something to do with cow. When Vishwamitra was once visited Vasishtha Muni Ashrama, he, with his all his soldiers, Vasishtha Muni treated him with very nicely, with so much opulently, because he had a cow which could give anything, Sri Nandini, which is the daughter of Kamadenu, which is given to Vasishtha by Indradeva. Now the point I am trying to make is, why Jamadagni and Vasishtha both were visited by one king? Here Kartivirya Arjuna in Jamadagni, there Vishwamitra Kaushika. Both after treated by the Jamadagni in this thing, they asked for that cow. Why don't you give it to us? Because we are king, we will keep it, it will be useful for us. For you, we will replace with you thousands or lakhs of cows. What you need? You need little milk to, and from the milk you make some dahi, I mean curd, and then ghee. You need ghee for the havan, yagna. We will replace you wonderful cows. Why don't you give it to us? But they could not part with that. So that I will tell you a little later. So when Vishwamitra asked for it, he could not give. So he got angry, Vishwamitra, and he told his soldiers to attack and try to forcibly take the Nandini. There are two versions here. And Vasishtha, with his Kamandalu, with his Brahma Tej, Brahma Shakti, he defeats. Another is, he destroys everything, and then Nandini comes in front of Vasishtha, looks at Vasishtha. Vasishtha says, I don't know what to do. Oh Amba, oh my mother, you please protect yourself. Nandini just wanted an order from her master, and then it starts. From her ears, from all her, from back, from all this thing, thousands of soldiers come out who are more powerful, thousands of times more powerful than Vishwamitra's, and they simply destroy like this. At that time, Vishwamitra, he declares, Brahma Tejo hi Balam, Kshatra Balam, Dik Balam, Dikar. He says, Kshatriya Bala is Dikar. I don't know what is the English translation, Dikar. What do you say in Dik? Distress? Disgrace. Disgrace is the Kshatriya Bala. Real Bala is Brahma Bala. So he went to, that became the impetus for Kaushika king to become like Vasishtha. So he goes and did tapasya, becomes Rishi. He was not satisfied. They came, you have become Rishi now, you leave it. No, then becomes Raja Rishi. He was not satisfied. Then becomes Maharshi. Even then he was not satisfied. Then becomes Deva Rishi. Even not satisfied. They all demigods come and say, now you become Deva Rishi, leave it. No. Until he became Brahmarshi, like Vasishta, he was not. In between, something happens, Menaka, Shakuntale and all that. That is, but till he becomes Brahmarshi, he was not satisfied. He wanted to be on equal foot and Vasishta. Even after becoming Brahmarshi, Brahmadeva tells, now you are become Brahmarshi, I am awarding you. No. Who has to certify? Vasishta. He says, well, let Vasishta certify me. So Vasishta tests him 1 year. After that, he tells, okay, you are now Brahmarshi. So here, one cow incident, Kaushika became impetus, for him it became an impetus to become a Brahmarshi. And on the other hand, here Jamadagni practiced, he tells in Bhagavatam itself to Parashurama, you must develop the quality of, after Parashurama, when Kartavirya Arjuna takes away forcibly, steals away, when Parashurama comes back to the ashrama, he asks, where is the Kamadenu? And Jamadagni tells, such a thing has happened. But he does not tell Parashurama, go and bring it. See, something has happened, please get it. No. He just tells this much. But Parashurama understands something great, because it was not just one cow going. He thinks that, you know, he could foresee the whole future of Kshatriyas going to trouble the Brahmana class. So now is the time for me to, you know, do the need. As an avatar, incarnation, I have come. He takes the axe and the rest is history. He cuts Kartavirya's head, brings, and so that time he tells in previous chapter, 39th shloka and 40th shloka, Jamadagni tells to Parashurama, you should develop the quality of forgiveness and that pleases Lord. That is why Jamadagni gave a long rope to Kartavirya Arjuna. Let him take, TK, you know, let it be. I will try to manage. Somehow I will pacify and bring it later. He was little patient. Even there, Vasishta, in fact it is said that Vasishta Muni ashram was completely destroyed. And his 100 sons in the form of Shishya, disciples, were killed. Ashram was destroyed. Everything was destroyed. And his son Kshakti was destroyed. He was killed. And Vasishta could not tolerate. I mean, he was tolerating. So much so that finally Vasishta feels he becomes alone. He ties a big stone and goes and jumps to commit suicide, jumps in the ocean. And the Samudra Raja brings him back, telling, oh Brahmana, if I consume you, then that sin will come to me of consuming a Brahmana. I am not going to take you. And he puts him back in the shore. Then he comes back to the whatever broken ashrama. There he hears a Vedic chanting. And he looks out everywhere. There is nobody. From where it is coming? Vasishtha's daughter-in-law, that is Shakti's wife, womb, had a baby and it was chanting. Who was that? Parashara. Parashara was chanting Vedic mantras within the womb. By hearing this, Vasishtha, array, alas, what I have done. I would have committed suicide without any. For this Parashara, I will. So he waits for the Parashara to come out. Then, you know, he teaches him everything. The whole lineage of Vasishtha is so wonderful. In Vishnu Sahasranama, they chant, Vyasam Vasishtha Naktaram Shakte Pautramakalmasham Shishi Radha Gokulanda Ki Jai Sita Ram Lakshmanuman Ki Vyasam Vasishtha Naktaram Shakte Pautramakalmasham Parashmaratma Jamvande Shukatapam Tapo Nidim. Vyasa, Vasishtha, Shakti, Parashara, Vyasa and Shukadeva. What a lineage. So both actually practice forgiveness and sahana, tolerance. And why both of them could not part their cow was, the cow was only a symbolic. The real reason is, it is their tapashakti. How can they part tapashakti? Cow is only a symbolic, external. The real reason is, the acharyas have commented, it was their tapashakti, internal tapashakti, which was in the form of cow, which could do all that. So Indra was pleased, he had granted both of them. So how can forcibly take away tapashakti of somebody? It was not possible. So then the rest is history. Kartik Vijayana was killed. So here, yesterday, Tir Kadambapra was making a point that this Kshatriya failed to execute the principles of religion respecting a Brahmana. They were supposed to take shelter of Brahmana, take instructions from Brahmana, and run the whole kingdom in accordance with the dharma, religious principle, in a harmonious way, so that the other classes will follow them. The Brahmana requires a Kshatriya. For a powerful kingdom, a Kshatriya requires Brahmanas, and Brahmanas to execute, to establish Dharma, they need Kshatriya. If both were there, then the rest of the society will follow. Nobody will raise a voice. So that Kshatriya is there to curb that. So Kshatriya should always, Brahmanas are natural gurus of the society, and Kshatriyas are supposed to take instruction. And this Kshatriya, Kartivirya Arjuna, was in the hermitage of Jamadagni. He was supposed to respect him, and Jamadagni had treated him, he had Atithi Satkar, he had given him shelter, he had fed him and everything, but the desire, Icha, was so strongly developed, so intense, forgot the religious principles. He became so blindfolded with the Icha, his desire of possessing the cow, he went blind. He did not follow. That led to the whole catastrophe. So when the desire is so intense, sometimes, even in devotee's life, we forget to follow the principles of Krishna consciousness. Same Jamadagni Rishi, to just compare, is Srila Prabhupada. He created an ashrama, ISKCON, and we are all practicing. Sometimes, although this is also Kamadenu, ISKCON. Once one devotee was comparing ISKCON as Kamadenu. ISKCON gives everything to a devotee who joins. Green card, citizenship, isn't it? So many Indians are here, I can see that. And Indian wife or Indian husband or a foreign wife or a foreign husband or somebody wants to come and settle down in Mayapur and Vrindavan, leave their body, that also a Kamadenu, ISKCON provides. Somebody wants pure devotional service, ISKCON provides. Somebody wants mixed devotional service, ISKCON provides. Somebody wants to be GVC, president, whatever, ISKCON provides. Isn't it? If you are not harmful, you may have personal desires. I want to have a house, nice wife, and settle down and practice Krishna. ISKCON provides. But if your desire is very harmful, destroying another, then ISKCON, that will destroy you. Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. You heard this. And the next line is, dharmo hanti hantaha. If you try to destroy dharma, that dharma will destroy you. This is what happened. Kshatriya, being Kshatriya, supposed to protect dharma, he tried to destroy, and that dharma destroyed him. So Jamadagni and Parashurama Kartivijayana neglect to apply the principles of Krishna consciousness. That is why he got destroyed. He became bewildered, and that led to the whole thing. Similarly, we devotees sometimes neglect, forget to apply, because the desire is so strong, intense. We sometimes deviate. Many times devotees wonder, "Are, how did it happen? Sometimes we are so strong, we are so enthusiastic in devotional service. We don't want anything. Sometimes very low. We go through this, ghanatarala. Sometimes, you know, the wave goes up and down. We go through this. Why does it happen? You remember some good days where we were so enthusiastic, everything is going fine, no desires, and suddenly something happens, you know, it gets slowed down, we need a lot of push, and becomes dry, the life. That is being answered in the pastime of Sri Narada, Vyasa. Narada comes to Vyasa, then Narada tells who he was, flashback, Gandharva and all that. Then he becomes, then Bhaktivedanta is come, he becomes the maid servant, son. Then he serves all that, you know that. So later, Vyasa Muni, his mother dies, Narada Muni's mother, Narada starts going. He becomes Parivaragacharya, going through the forest and everything. At one place, he takes little water and then he sits down, meditates the mantra given by the Bhaktivedantis. And in a flash of second, he sees the Supreme Lord. Then he disappears. And he tries to meditate again, nothing happens. And finally, the Supreme Lord speaks to him. He tells three things. What is that? He says, "Those who are incomplete in service, I have shown you this form only to intensify your desire. And you will no longer see me again in this lifetime because of three things. Those who are incomplete in service." We are not complete in our service. "And those who are complete, those who are not completely free from all material taints." So that is why we also go through this. Sometimes strong, sometimes low, this thing. And then third reason Krishna tells to Narada, he hears the voice. He tells this, "It is only to increase your desire for me that I have appeared before you. Because the more you hanker for me, more you will be freed from all material desires." To free us from material desires, sometimes Lord also gives a lot of, you know, suddenly you will see so much of charged with so much of love and so much of bhakti, and then do so many things, and we don't want anything, no material desires, and suddenly, after some time, suddenly it becomes slow. But devotees has to continue. How to get this? How to get the continuous devotional service? So I'll just give an example. You know these banks? If somebody has kept a deposit and he had a lot of transaction with the bank, after some time the manager sometimes gives the facility of OD, overdraft. Even though you have kept some deposit, your limit is only, you can draw as much as only when your money is there. But sometimes the bank people, they will increase. You may not have the money, but still they will honor your check you have given to somebody. It is called overdraft. Above your bank deposits, they will give you. Because you are not a defaulter, they give you this facility. Those who are in India, in India what happens? The shopkeeper, provision shops and all, person buys regularly, then they say, sir, you don't have to give money every time. You give me monthly once. We will take an account. We will put you in account. You don't worry. Because he was every day going and buying, he is not a defaulter. Every time he is paying, he becomes familiar. The shopkeeper, then the shopkeeper says, sir, don't worry, every time you don't have to give money. Monthly once we'll give. You just call us, we will supply all the ingredients. Monthly once I'll send the bill. And then immediately, monthly comes, bill comes, immediately he writes a check and gives it. The trust is, you know, established. Similarly, sometimes we talk of quality and quantity. But there is something called continuity. No matter what happens in our life, anything may happen, but in front of Guru, Sadhu and the deities in the Agni, we gave a word that we will chant 16 rounds and we will follow four regulative principles. There can be a genuine reason that day you are so tired and you have chanted, few rounds are left, but then so much of service, so much pressing, but still you make it a point, I will finish round today and then go to bed. You do this for a long time, whether you are super enthusiastic or super distressed or whatever, you do it, you show it, you continuously you do this, Krishna will recognize, this person, he did it continuously. I can give him more. Just like the shopkeeper gave, or the bank people increased, then he tells, now I can give him more, because he is not a defaulter. So this is how, if you continuously you do, you show it, you prove it, your credential, your this thing to Krishna, then Krishna will recognize, then he will award you more devotional service. So, just to, in the purport, my thing is over. TK. I just wanted to end up with this thing here, Paritranaya Sadhunam, at every regularly avatara, incarnations comes. I'll just take 5 minutes. This incarnation, there is a verse in Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. This material world is created. It has no benefit for Lord. He simply created and left it. Aprayojanat. This is the Purva Paksha. That means they are the opponent people. They say this, Purva Mimansa. Vyasadeva, next verse, he says, Lokavat Leela Kaivalyam. Lokavat Leela Kaivalyam. No, there is a benefit, there is a purpose behind this, that is Leela, for the Leela of the Lord, sporting. And if you say sporting, people are suffering, what kind of sport the Lord is enjoying, we are all suffering. It means, there is, even Ramanujacharya clarifies, if there is something intended meaning, and it is left out, they add a word to make it more clear. What he meant was, Vyasadeva, Lokavat, don't say there is no Prayojana. There is a Prayojana. What is that? Leela Kaivalyam. What kind of Leela? That is a Karunya Leela Kaivalyam. Karuna. So the highest epitome of Karuna, Karunya Leela is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a confidential incarnation of Krishna. So it is actually covered, even in the Vedanta Sutra, there is Lord Chaitanya. Lokavat Leela Kaivalyam, Karuna Leela Kaivalyam. That is the purpose of his incarnation. Karuna, Karuna, Karuna. Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunaya Avatirna Kalo. Again, Karuna. For Karuna Leela, to uplift all the living entities, Lord Krishna took the form of Lord Chaitanya and came. That is why the purpose of avatara is to uplift the every living entity. That is the Karunya Leela. And the same mood is being carried out by all the acharyas, and it is the duty of all the followers of Lord Chaitanya to
give out this compassion. I was told you had one brainstorm. What do you want to be this Bhaktivedanta manner? And there was a board. And the B in big letters it was written, compassion. And that is nothing but Lord Chaitanya's movement. Hare Krishna. If there is any question or comment,